Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the world through the lens of astrology with a view to supporting you through the crazy ups and downs and in making more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and Astrology Reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. This episode is the weekly horoscope forecast for all signs, and it's quite the week ahead, with a Mars-Neptune conjunction triggering an illusion. One that maybe comes with a little bit of conflict, and it happens in a very theatrical and final way. Venus enters Taurus to make this development bittersweet, and Mars shifts into Aries, its home sign, for a fresh two-year cycle to begin. This is also the week that Pluto stations retrograde, where it will begin its appeared backwards track and head back towards Capricorn, where it revisits the Earth sign for the last time in your entire life. So yeah, there's a lot going on and I'm not sure how long this episode is going to run. You might want to take notes because this week is jam-packed, full of transference and changeovers. I'll forecast using your sun sign as the first house point of the chart, and this is called the solar charting method. It gives the more basic foundation upon which things are happening for you. And you'll want to listen to the readings for your sun sign, your earth sign, your soul sign, and your rising sign, because it's this combination that gives you a more intricate reading and is great for filling in during a time when you're maybe unable to get a chart analysis. Readings with me are still closed for one more week. It got really heavily booked out there for a second, and there's already people lined up for spots when they reopen. So if you need to inquire about readings because you're going through something and you want to know what a natal chart analysis and a prediction forecast can do for you, drop me a message to the email address included in the show notes and we can discuss your needs. So of course this week things amp up again. It's been consistent since pretty much 2019 onwards that there's been this increasing dynamic of turbulence, but also amazing, shocking progress. It's like these overlapping stages of highs and lows, which you can just think of as oscillating energy flow. And that's all that life experience and evolution through ages of time is. It's adjusting, transferring energy flow. And the age-old hot water that softens the potato, it hardens the egg. Well, it also softens pasta too, and it can cause third-degree skin burns. It steeps herbs in tea. Hot water cleanses dirt, and it's really heat and friction and turning the dial all the way up on anything that then creates an abundance of change depending on that thing's existing structure. So with that being said, these astrology episode offerings are all for the purpose of supporting your structure. You can harden, soften, burn, squish, mush, whatever you please, under the heat of evolving life. But let that be your honest, authentic choice, based on you having as much information to hand as you possibly can during the run-up to all these life-changing cycle and seasonal shifts. This week's boiling water definitely gets hot. Mars is finishing up in the sign of Pisces, and as it does, it will make an exact conjunction to Neptune, which has been sailing through Pisces for some time already, since 2011, as Mars actually meets up with Neptune. The symbolism of the two planets act as like support to one another. Like, you know how you might have a friend that you go to that supports you when you want to do the naughty things, and then there's a different friend who would be avidly against those things, and you have like a friend for each theme of you. These planets having their own theme, so to speak, with a conjunction. It's this very specific mashup of flavor that colours experience for a minute as you exist under the neutrino flow of both celestial orbs in the sky. So looking not just at Mars symbolism, but Mars in Pisces symbolism, it's things like unpredictable and inconsistent action, which can be annoying because we have learnt that consistency is what shows results. But then again, structure is not the only way things are achieved. It's actually the ability to switch direction without attachment that allows innovation to offer something more than what is already being promised. So Mars in Pisces is fluid change of movement, which is positive. It's also about giving up activities that are self-sabotaging, or giving up like behaviors and actions that work against you. And to know what it is you need to give up, you have to first feel the negative weight of that thing. So maybe a little bit of a painful experience has accompanied Mars in Pisces these last 6 weeks, where you got to see flickers of your own behavioral dysregulation. The Mars in Pisces breakdown of illusions began on March 22nd, 2024. And on Monday, the 29th of April, is this perfect crescendo when it meets Neptune before completing the cycle entirely. So the other half of this conjunction, Neptune in Pisces, is at home. It's a comfortable place for Neptune to be in its own sign. But that's not always necessarily good. While it's nice to feel at peace in your own skin and be able to float around in your own home in your own way, like Neptune in Pisces is ultimate surrender and enjoying the ride, it's sometimes when at home in your own comfortable space that you are the most terribly lazy or unproductive. It can be where you get caught up in this unhealthy thought pattern, irrational fears, and kind of worry just for the sake of worrying because it's easy. So this conjunction, this blending of Mars in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces, is big because it's the last of this combination in this sign in your entire lifetime. And that's because it's going to be another 140 plus years before Neptune gets back into Pisces again. And zooming out and looking at this in a cyclical fashion, Mars meets with Neptune every 2 years, no matter what sign Neptune is in. So knowing that Neptune has been in the sign of Pisces since 2011, 2012-ish, this pattern meetup in this sign has been this ongoing progression that you get released from this Monday. It's quite pivotal. It's the final crescendo of everything that every Mars-Neptune conjunction has worked for during the last 13 years. So looking at them in this quick snapshot detail, from the earliest conjunction all the way up to this Monday's final big ascension point. The first Mars-Neptune conjunction was February the 4th, 2013, thanks to some retrograde motions delaying the connection of those two planets. So Mars met with Neptune at 2 degrees and 12 minutes of Pisces, which is it's this idea of innocently embarking on a new journey in life that could go wrong. And in some way, maybe it did go wrong, or it just didn't go how it was expected or intended, which gives the illusion of things going wrong. And it's more like that whatever followed from that point onwards may have been a journey of difficulty, and you're not to be blamed for things going awry. And it may have been the first action standpoint towards something you did that was escapism based. So the question relating back to February 2013, what were you maybe trying to escape from? So the next time these two met was in January of 2015 at 5 degrees, 55 minutes of Pisces. So that's a repeating number 555 and an interesting one at that, with 555 meaning something along the lines of change and freedom. And there are a few meanings for it on the internet, but a lot comes up to do with adventure and open-mindedness when you type in 555. The astrological degree meaning of 5 degrees and 55 minutes of Pisces gets interesting. This is the degree of harmony with mother and father. But for the purpose of this, I'm going to change and simplify that title to guardians. So the ancient texts say that it's through harmony with defined roles, such as from guardians, that you succeed easiest. The ground rules are established through guidance, the guidance you received as a child, throughout your early development. And it's that guidance that is vital and key to how you offset conflict and confusion and how you handle challenge and arguments as an adult. And it's true that absolutely everybody needs some kind of guideline when starting out something, whether that's starting an activity or starting on the journey of life, starting a business, starting a family. Everything fresh needs some kind of guideline structure. And so the conjunction in January of 2015 might have been a point of highlighting how the kindness or lack of kindness or the harmony or lack of harmony with the authority points in your life was or was not great. There may have been this moment of realized dissatisfaction, and around that time the idea of then having to lead yourself into a better experience, re-establishing any structure that you may have missed out on. And it was an omen that things were to begin going well, if you could change or you could adjust or come to terms with the chain of responsibility, which is really just about responding appropriately to egos and temper tantrums and emotional impressions or demands going on around you. And this is also a point of not letting people get comfortable with sitting in their errant behavior around or towards you. So thanks to the intense personal nature of that, 2015 was probably one of the more powerful moments of the Mars-Neptune conjunction. Seeing some uncomfortable truths that tradition has trained you to overlook. So as a reflection point of that, what realizations showed up in 2015 for you surrounding some maybe wrongdoings in family life? Okay, the next conjunction from then was 2017 on January the 1st. And that was at 9 degrees 44 minutes of Pisces. And the theme of this was about love and hate. It was the sliding scale between the two. And it's about how things led with love result in happy times with blessings. And things led with hate seems to be that nothing is ever enough. Next conjunction was 7th of December 2018, and Mars and Neptune met at 13 degrees 44 minutes of Pisces, which is the theme of continuation. This is the idea of keep on keeping on, even under the pressure of the last several years worth of unraveling. It's kind of this dedication to keep going with your aligned principles, despite realizing that where you came from and maybe your friends, family, work environment didn't hold the same principles as you, and kind of staying strong in your morals even in times where you can't avoid interaction with those people who you now realize that you are incredibly spiritually different from. June 13th, 2020, Mars-Neptune met in 20 degrees 56 minutes of Pisces with a theme of individual directness. So around 2020 might have gotten to that point that there were distinct changes in your family group, social unit, based on revelations that just kept on coming. This was the idea that differences are more than just differences of taste and preference. This could have been highlighted between a battle of people shaming one another between your group. And then May 18th, 2022, Mars conjunct Neptune at 24 degrees 59 minutes of Pisces, which was the theme of transition. It was the awareness of things that you thought as stable in life direction becoming like a pile of ashes. It was this stark slap in the face that it's possible you have to start life all over again from that point. After enduring a crisis is when you embrace change and you set forward to establish a new life. And whatever age you were at during 2022, renewal became necessary because everything else that once was, at that point, had become exhausted. And now this final meetup of Mars and Neptune in this 11-year journey, on April 29th at 28 degrees 52 minutes of Pisces, the theme is about being motiveless, which in one way develops in your life because who knows what kind of motive is even right to have these days. Materialism isn't all it's cracked up to be. Conflict and fighting is a big no-no. You don't want to be over the top. You also don't want to be not enough. So it's now like continuing on in life innocently. It's like being innocent to what life is all about and meant to be about moving forward is what brings good fortune. And the point is understanding that life is maybe a little bit more entangled than you realize. And so easy solutions just do not exist. It's a very submissive point, nudging you towards simply following your heart, provided that your actions are harmless to yourself or others. Because through a natural ability to remain centered during times of challenge, ongoing times of challenge, when centered, the only thing left to show up is reward. Mars conjunct Neptune may have the effect of making you feel weak, ineffective, low confidence. It's your arch nemesis showing up, or being too close to whatever your version of kryptonite is, whatever has the potential to weaken you upon contact. And aggressive responses are suppressed. It's just this exasperation And any shady dealings or behaviors are definitely not favored, and you might suffer some real nasty karma if you yourself are nasty in action. Physically, it can indicate infections, colds, and flus, because in general, your vitality is low. An all-round lack of clarity is the feeling. So that's just part one of Monday. I wasn't joking when I said this week was going to be a lot, and you probably feel that already. Later on Monday, Venus enters Taurus, and while there will be a whole individual episode on that sign change, as well as the April 30th Mars into Aries sign change, for the purpose of this week's horoscope show, these are two positive ingress moves, with Taurus going home and Mars going home. Now, initially, Venus in Taurus should be peaceful. And yeah, there's some peace, but also some intensity or some weird vibes from somebody who seems too interested or too obsessed with you for unknown reasons. This could be some stalking or some manipulative, obsessive behaviors making this uncomfortable, or it's issues involving jealousy, emotional manipulation, blackmail, power, control. And so the peacefulness of Venus is slightly spoiled by some unsavoriness. But as support, Mars moving into Aries is a modicum of support. It's the support in only one space, meaning that if you hyper-focus your ambition, you hyper-focus on some one thing, drowning out the rest, especially if it's all that yucky, jealousy BS, then you find that these leaps forward in terms of an achievement, especially in future ambitions, are just so, so satisfying. And outside of having a particular ambition push to move your life forward into a happier place, you may also have more true insight into the motivation of others. Either it's better the devil you know kind of thing, or it's just this feeling of connection with being able to intuit others' moves and then to outsmart anything from them that's unpleasant. This is also a good time for exercise and strength training and for transforming your body. And then we move into May, the fifth month of the year, which is this year is already powering along full speed ahead. And there will be an individual Astrology of May episode coming out, so stay tuned for that one. And make sure you're following the show, and you can find it on wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on YouTube. May 1st is the peak point of the earlier mentioned weird vibes or weird behavior. And this could be weird vibes or weird behavior from someone else, but this could also be you personally embodying and experiencing some weirdness. And sad news, it's not necessarily the nice weirdness, like the unique, unusual, funny, enjoyable, nerdy, geeky weirdness. This is more like power games in relationships. This is more like struggle. Like someone trying to selfishly decrease your experience of comfort. It might be some upset and stress because of someone's selfishness, or even your own, if it's you the one dishing this out. And it shows up through envious actions, through hot-headed deeds that they or you may later regret. In its more positive expression, this might be you learning how to make the best out of very little and still be able to put yourself healthily first in doing so. And it might be just about keeping a low profile for your safety or your sanity. May 2nd, Pluto stations direct. It will, later this year, leave Aquarius. And there was a whole bunch of hype over entering Aquarius this year and last year, so I will include those episodes in the show notes so that you can recap on how big that was. Pluto had left Capricorn after 16 years in that sign, ending a monumental chapter. Tradition was broken down. Structures were revealed as untrustworthy. A lot of power games surfaced in very, very public ways. It impacted the housing market, the food industry, the government globally. And yeah, I'll link those episodes to explain how it also impacted your sign personally. But this retrograde now will see Pluto move back into Capricorn for a brief and very final visit, the last visit into Capricorn for your entire lifetime. This retrograde phase is checking in one more time that not only the collective learnt lessons, but that you prepped for a life-changing shift too. So Pluto will appear to move backwards in Aquarius until September 2nd, where its final five retrograde weeks will be like a retest on everything it has closed out for you in the chapter you experienced from 2008 until now. There is an individual Pluto retrograde episode coming, covering every theme as it phases through the revision. This will be out on podcast platforms on May 2nd. So go across to one of those. I'll link at those in the show notes. That's for you if you're looking for more of an in-depth outlook. And then we get to the weekend, which opens up with a burst of stamina to overcome issues or to accomplish big things. It's a transformative push to rid life of obstacles, especially obstacles that have blocked your success. And doing so is actually possible. While at the beginning of the week on Monday, there's absolutely no access to energy for very much at all, by Saturday, you have this extreme gain of influence and power, which is a nice reminder that timing is everything. So you should plan your week accordingly. Each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. Aries, this week your energy level is possibly lower than usual. So avoid doing all the things all the time at full speed and try and keep it to like just the necessary select things. Basically, don't scatter yourself or spread too thin. Don't task yourself with the hardest, most energetic of duties. If possible, delegate those. Financial progress, like an opportunity for new ways to create income, shows up. And financial opportunities and partnerships can arise, but it's important to be cautious with the expenses going into those. Doing things with the most minimal upfront cost is still going to create this amazing income opportunity for you. And excesses in material things personally, especially like luxury or expensive stuff, could hinder you down the line in 6 months' time. Once the week actually gets going, you regain energy and emerge ready to assert yourself. And something exciting might rev you up, a new project, a new direction. And you might steamroll over other people in the process of getting enthusiastic about this new opportunity. And you don't intentionally mean to be impatient or quick when dealing with people. It just happens that way. A struggle that might develop could be to do with a shift period, which is like a switchover transition where you're going from one thing to another. This might be in work. And it gives a little bit of a drop in finances and the more smooth sailing of your life responsibilities. But if you choose to downsize or organize the things that you own better, this could actually help the upcoming direction change and give you a sense of control and support as you get ready to take a fresh step towards your next life move. The beginning of Pluto retrograde may start with some uncomfortable friendship changes. There might be some manipulation in that space that becomes visible thanks to this retrograde phase. And that's at least how it starts out. The retrograde in its totality impacts your social network and your associates and this process of fulfilling your dreams. But when it gets to September, then it kind of highlights the change needed in a professional space yet again. And this is the final time you're going to handle the whole deal of a career change. So it's very pivotal in that this is the big career life-changing point. So the summer is like the final countdown with the process of changing your life direction there. And you're now in the thick of said change that you needed and wanted to make. And now you'll be tested on whether you're actually going to do what's necessary to make it. This is the last chance for you to really get on your feet with a professional goal. The weekend brings a little bit of physical invigoration where you have laser sharp focus and the energy to accomplish a lot. So use this energy as best as you can. It will be worth it. If you want to get a more rounded reading, consider listening to the reading for your earth sign. It's the sign earth was in when you were born on it. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. And for you, this is Libra. It gives you more insight into the earthly happenings. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path developed. Your soul sign is Capricorn, and listening to that horoscope will give you more about what's going on behind the scenes. And then the most event aligned reading is going to be for your rising sign. And if you don't know what that is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Taurus, a lack of energy is a message for you to get more sleep. Make sure you're getting, you know, X amount of hours that you need, whatever that is for you and your energy type. Maybe this is the week that you need to consider taking more naps. That might be a thing. And when Venus enters your sign, you might be ready to spend some time or even money on yourself and your image and your favorite things and your desires. And so you should. Peace is going to be hard to find this season, so create it wherever you can for yourself. One bonus would be spending a little bit money on your spiritual self, things like retreats, yoga classes, therapy, meditation apps, psychic tarot or astrology readings, And working on excavating any repressed energy is helpful so it doesn't fester and show up as irritability and unrest. And for a second time this week, more sleep is hinted at as important thanks to Mars entering the 12th sign from your sun. Some of the stuff you might find yourself working through might be to do with connections you have or have had with others. Something about attracting the same type of person over and over again repeatedly. The patterns of who you navigate towards or who gravitates towards you. And if this is something that's problematic, you might want to spend this next week or so figuring out that particular cycle of attraction, especially if it has ever included manipulative or obsessive people. The Pluto retrograde offers a chance to take it slower in the run-up to a life-changing shift in your professional world. There are some big upheavals on the way from October that were gently starting to show up earlier this year in the pursuit of your more long-term future. But if nothing has quite fit as the ideal answer to a professional shift or a goal, nothing feels like it really suits you, that's because the true journey of that begins from October onwards. For now, don't be too worried if the opportunity to progress professionally isn't showing up all over the place. It's because you've still got a little bit of exploring to do. The weekend's vibe is about you keeping your moves secret and moving beneath the radar. Or it might be about an elusive person that you cannot get a hold of or in contact with, that you've been trying to reach out to. And the reason is simply because the timing is off. And when the timing is correct with someone for you to start planning your next step, it will happen. It's just not this week. To get more from your weekly reading, consider listening to the horoscope for your earth sign. This is the sign earth was in when you were born on it. And it's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. For you, this is Scorpio, and it tells you a little bit more about the earthly happenings. And then there is the soul sign. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when the soul path is developed and your soul sign is Aquarius. Listening to that is going to let you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading you can listen to is for your ascendant sign or the rising sign. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Gemini, you might find that people you trusted are people that you should not have trusted. And this is the epitome of being in a pickle, so to speak, and the pickle is particularly with friends. Some choices in connections might show up to have been a bit misaligned, and now you're dealing with people that you don't trust, or you find out that there's someone you shouldn't trust, and it all kind of rises to the surface this week. Your golden friends, the ones that have been by your side for like ever, will be the most reliable, but it's maybe the newer ones of this last year or so that should be questionable. When Venus transits the 12th sign from your sun sign, this might amplify the misaligned friendships, and maybe you discover of a secret thing that was going on behind your back, or maybe you just start declining invites out to social situations, and then the inevitable gossip starts based on you pulling away. And by midweek, you may have successfully pulled yourself out away from within one group and gone back into your healthier friendship group, the ones that support you in fulfilling your dreams and goals and moving away from the influence of reckless friends. And the week progresses and indicates the start of your own little plan or secret. And this is the idea of you pursuing something others would try and talk you out of, or they would talk crap about. And so yeah, a little secret of your own shows up. And so long as it's not hurting anyone, then it is positive in its privacy. The Pluto retrograde is going to shake things up to the point that you may feel unfairly judged. This is from those supposed friends, then whatever, let it go. But this might also be in the form of contracts with terms that are not being met. When the weekend rolls around, you see even more clearly the shady actions of acquaintances as the questionable people that you were once connected with move on, leaving you out of their shady picture. To get more from your reading, consider listening to the horoscope for your earth sign. This is the sign that the earth was in when you were born on it, and it's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. For you, the earth sign is Sagittarius, and it lets you know more about the earthly developments this week. And then there is the soul sign. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path developed. And for you, the soul sign is Pisces. Listening to that horoscope lets you know more about what's going on behind the scenes. And then the most event-aligned reading that you can listen to is going to be for your rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator in the show notes below to find out. This week for Cancer, others might be a little bit jealous or envious or just unhappy with the progress that you're making in life. So be careful, because a few people seem very eager to try and pull you down from your, not high horse, because you're not actually on a high horse. It's just growth that you're experiencing from the efforts of your hard work. Your willpower to work on your future angers the beast in a few other people who won't do it for themselves, or they're witnessing you trying your best to create a life that you enjoy living and supporting yourself with. But their shadows are not your problem to deal with. Venus enters the 11th sign from your sun sign, and this is derivative astrology. And as it does this, it gives you more support in group situations, or more kind of desire towards artistic opportunities. Things that are expressions of your heart's joy are more important. And a few friendships might turn out to be purely for personal gain, but so long as the gain is mutual, it's actually not a negative thing. In general, professional ambition is stimulated, and now comes a time of physical effort needed based off of all the prep work that you've been doing and doing and doing. Mars going into the 10th sign from your sun sign says that you now need to put in the physical effort of work. This may include exploring career possibilities and starting a fresh new business with action. Though in the process of carving out time to start on a project or a goal, you could feel like others are smothering you, or they're too demanding of your time and your limited energy. So be aware of who gives you space with compassion to do what you need to do, because these are supporting you. Because you don't want to miss out on this energy boost towards your career, and the people who mean the most are going to be those that understand. The Pluto retrograde is a nudge to disentangle yourself from unhealthy relationships, whether sexual, monetary, family, or similar. Any power play that's been going on, any mind games or manipulation might surface. And when Pluto shifts back into Capricorn, you get to see exactly who needs to be cut out, or at least what type of person needs to be cut out of your life once and for all, here and now, and any that show up like that in the future. You get to see the type that just doesn't vibe or gel with you and that isn't very supportive. Pluto touches your opposite sign for the last time in your life, and there's this clearing out of haters and naysayers. The weekend could indicate success in areas that require hard work if you put the work in, and it shows up as mediocre progress if you are lazy or taking the easy avenues. It's just that big goals call for big moves. And so bigger and better should be your motto this weekend, because you really have the capacity to start something huge. To get more from your reading, consider listening to your Earth sign horoscope. This is a sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know what's going on in your earthly experience. And your Earth sign is Capricorn. Also consider listening to your soul sign. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path is developed, everything that goes on behind the scenes, and your soul sign is Aries. And then the most event aligned reading you can listen to is going to be for your rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below in the show notes to find out. This week for Leo, a spiritual crisis might be in progress. Something from 2013 until now, where you might be left not very sure of what to think or to believe in anymore. It's like a real time of disillusionment, thanks to others who have potentially led you astray, or at least led you away from your truth. When Venus enters the 10th sign from your sun sign, you might find that a work friend comes your way to support you, or that you just somehow attract positive people and helpful situations. And then there's this pleasant attitude where it comes to all of the important future-based plans and goals that you have. This actually might even indicate a romantic connection with somebody through work, or maybe just with someone older than you. The combination of this plus Mars entering the 9th sign from your sign might be indication to explore self-development techniques, anything from law of attraction to manifestation. Not so much meditation, that's not going to work very well for you at this time. It's just about exploring the more unconscious elements of yourself, maybe worth looking into human design. You'll want to know more about the hidden ticking time bombs within you, the things that hurt you or frustrate you, because repressed energy can manifest as irritability and unrest. So this is just a time of becoming acutely aware of your inner personal truth and how it shapes your external life. Do be careful of strangely behaving people, whether they're strangers or people you already know who are acting weird. Someone may be overly into you in like this scary, threatening, or icky way. the Pluto retrograde kind of supports this idea of there being somebody that you need to watch out for in your close connections. And this someone may be intent on playing mind games or overpowering you and manipulating you. Maybe they're trying to control and influence your mind for their own gain or because they're playing games. Just be careful you don't get led to believe somebody, what they make you think and feel, because of feelings that you have for them. Check in with a personal system or something that reacquaints you with your true self, like a lifelong hobby or activity that is a true reflection of you, to come back to a point of individual innocence. The biggest message this week is to be careful of others' intentions. And if you want to get more from your horoscope, consider listening to the reading for your earth sign. It's the sign the earth was in when you were born on it, and it gives you more insight into the earthly developments. Your earth sign is Aquarius. And then there's the reading for your soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path developed. And listening to that tells you more about what's going on behind the scenes. And your soul sign is Taurus. And then the most event-aligned reading that you can listen to is going to be for your rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Virgo, the first challenge is to make sure that your credit is good. As pinpointed as that may sound, you could be the victim of some credit hacking or some problems there, or maybe the possibility of resolving a credit matter into a favorable agreement is a thing. And this works to build your security for the long-term cycle shift. And when you kind of healthily, comfortably stand on your own, you're able to attract people who are also quite self-sufficient and they don't lean on you too heavily. When Venus enters Taurus, it moves into the ninth sign from yours, and this could bring interest in opportunities to travel, or at least to get outside of your comfort zone in some way. And it's through travel you might experience romantic developments or personal growth or both. Though all of the above are likely to be maybe expensive and cost a pretty penny, but consider it worth it. When Mars enters Aries, it highlights the eighth house from your sign. There may be impatience with possessions that are not just yours, but somehow are connected with others. There could be conflict to do with ownership and, you know, what to do with this thing or what to do with that thing. Activity in the home or switch-ups in your living conditions are also a potential. And if it doesn't relate to the home, then maybe your dreams have a dark, disturbing kind of imagery, or they come in the form of weird nightmares that you maybe want to analyze. The Pluto retrograde pushes you to look beyond any presentation of discomfort and instead go deep, direct, straight to the root cause of something. So any slight inkling of dissatisfaction somewhere in your life, down to the habits you hold or healthy things that you know you should do but you avoid, needs addressing. And health is a big thing for the next 16 plus years. And this gently hints at that having been started this year, but it continues to grow in intensity. It's like before you shift into this complete cycle of health turnaround, you must revisit your personal inhibitions, your personal energy. Whether that's shyness that holds you back or some not so cool recreational habits that need shaking. This is your chance to override or destroy anything that originates from within you that may contribute to issues, which takes a lot of boldness, and you're just being guided through this idea that your life is what you make of it. The weekend offers progress against finances and debt somehow, as if by reward for saying, good job in tackling the personal depths of individual transformation. Here is some security as a result. And if you want to get more from your reading, consider listening to your earth sign. It's the sign earth was in when you were born, and it's opposite yours on the wheel. For yours, this is Pisces. It lets you know more about the material developments. And then there is the soul sign. It's the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, when your soul path is said to have developed. This gives you a look at behind the scenes info. And for you, the soul sign is Gemini. And then there's the most event aligned reading, which is for your rising sign. It's known as the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator in the show notes to find out. This week for Libra might be related to secrets and illusions that started back in 2013, whether you had a hunch or intuition about something shady, or you yourself were involved in something shady, maybe even to do with infidelity. And because of this potential of illusion and lies connected to partnerships, this week should not be so willingly trusted. When Venus transits through the eighth house from your sun sign, there may be a business opportunity through social interaction, but again, very much worth being careful about that this week, and maybe just pushing opportunities in connection with other people back a week or so, wait a little bit and take a more detached, zoomed out perspective. Because lots of feelings bubble up and it could cloud judgment, leading you to be literally promiscuous or to take on things with this reckless abandon. And Mars moving through your opposite sign signals enemies, but this is kind of enemies that you are aware of. So you will know who to trust and who not to trust. The best way to use your energy is in avoiding conflicts and being patient as others purposely or accidentally rile you up. You'll need to carefully monitor your finances and credit reports for any wrong marks, or maybe just be careful of your own acts of overstretching. The Pluto retrograde is a time of learning your self-power, where you override and destroy any behaviors within yourself that hold you back, whether that's your own kind of aloofness, not paying attention, and learning how to be more bold and brave, or it might be recreational habits and behaviors that are toxic. Habits formed may have been that way because of a need to escape from family pain or problems. And by the end of the week, you understand that yes, you need to be in harmony with yourself and others, but no, it doesn't have to be at anyone's detriment. And to get more from your reading, consider listening to the horoscope for your earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know what's going on in an earthly way. The earth sign for you is Aries. And consider the soul sign too. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul path developed. It lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And your soul sign is Cancer. And the most event-aligned reading you can listen to is going to be for your rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Scorpio, be careful about illnesses that affect you and make sure to seek medical advice early. If you're starting to feel really unwell, you may want to get on some medication, especially if it's something that needs antibiotics. And you may be more susceptible to colds and flus and infections than other people. And your immune system might be lower based on the fact that you're working unusual and changeable and tough new schedule hours. When Venus enters your opposite sign, there's going to be a desire for more harmony in your connections with others. And if it does show up, a word of warning, it might actually be fake. People faking getting along is a possibility. And though it is a great time for reconciliation, if it's genuine, if either party trying to reconcile is still very self-certain that they're right or that there's some kind of weirdness going on, then agreements may be fake and secretly one-sided. Be cautious of taking this idea of harmony for granted or getting caught up in little games of manipulation. Mars moves through Aries, and you might find yourself working as much as possible. Make sure to take care of your health. This work dynamic just seems to amp up and up and up over the next 6 weeks and might be the reason for potential wellness problems caused by inflammation or overworking, stress, nervous tension. And you may even experience conflicts at work. A personal relationship or connection might go through a bout of struggle. Something within it is imbalanced, or the main word of your horoscope that seems to keep showing up, manipulative. So partnerships might be full of betrayal or bullshit. The Pluto retrograde makes it seem like general problems in the family are a growing issue. Playing the blame game or pointing fingers and all that kind of childish, mean, toxic stuff needs to stop, and the retrograde may soften family issues just for a moment. But it is important to identify where the controlling behaviors are coming from. Is it you? Is it someone else? Who's trying to direct the lives of others, and who is being toxic or even shady? An all-round attitude shift might be needed, and the weekend shows that you get a lot of work done. It keeps you to yourself. It just seems to be the theme for you this week: work, work, work. And if there were any health problems, they may clear up by Saturday or Sunday. And if you want to get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign reading. It's the sign earth was in when you were born, and it lets you know more of the earthly developments. Your earth sign is Taurus. And then the soul sign reading. Listening to that will let you know what's going on behind the scenes for you. It's the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your soul developed. And your soul sign is Leo. And the most event-aligned reading you can listen to is going to be for your rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Sagittarius, your life could go through many changes. Something is just not quite right. Maybe it's your partner going through a rough time, or they're being secretive, or they've got a little bit too much work on their plate, or your home situation just feels shady and uncomfortable and full of manipulation. It's a time of discovering who you genuinely feel connected with and being supportive to that person who is being supportive to you. Again, genuinely. You might realize how much someone actually means to you this week, or maybe you discover that what you thought about somebody isn't really true. You saw the best of them when actually they're pretty bad. It works both ways, that you either have under or over appreciated someone in your family world. When Venus enters Taurus, it occupies the sixth house from your sun sign, and it offers positive changes in work, including potential financial things and favors and promotions, or just more harmony in the workplace. It's also a great focus on personal things where you can improve your fitness, your wellness, any way that you want and need to. You might even have your eye on a new job with a better salary. And then when Mars enters Aries, this is the fifth sign from yours, you may have to work really, really hard to tap into some sensitivity, because you are a little bit more prone to kind of going at things a million miles per hour and expecting a lot of other people. Empathy is a little bit lower. So be kind to yourself and your others with regards to the speed at which change is happening, especially when you think it's not happening fast enough. Also, your libido may increase and there could be challenges in satisfying that. Consider getting involved in a sports-based hobby for 6 weeks and watch your discipline and wellness transform. The Pluto retrograde highlights where you may feel misunderstood by others, or your words are taken and twisted, or your actions are twisted. And this can actually be difficult to fight against, so maybe don't try to. Perhaps it's not even worth it. Let the retrograde take your communication into a more introvert way. Say less, listen more, because, you know, people are not going to understand you anyway. And maybe your environment lacks honesty and humility, and the people within it are not sincere. And that's why your words aren't landing correctly, because you can't really work with that. This week also touches on the need to revamp your financial world. And that's something that's also going to grow between September and October, and starts being more on your mind from Monday. If you want more from your reading, consider listening to the reading for your earth sign. So it's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know more about the earthly happenings. And this for you is going to be Gemini. And also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul path developed, and it tells you more about what's going on behind the scenes. And for you, the soul sign is Virgo. And the most event-aligned reading you can listen to is going to be for your rising sign, also known as the ascendant. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator in the show notes to find out. This week for Capricorn, you might learn something shady about your parents or your in-laws, or some family dynamics. And these are things that you didn't already know. It's something like someone has been telling lies and you see the truth, or there's a skeleton that's let out of the closet. Or if you're not in your usual home environment, then it just feels weird, uncomfortable, full of lies and fakeness, or just all-round disturbing effects show up in the home family dynamics. You may feel unsure of where is best for you to be, and actually where you feel like you belong. When Venus enters the fifth sign from your sun sign, you might find out that you're more fertile, or there's some kind of revelation there, a pregnancy or a pregnancy scare. Or this could just be overindulgence in things that are going to backfire and take you away from your goals, so be cautious of that. It is a good time for art and music and creativity, the more harmless indulgences that enrich your soul. And when Mars enters Aries, it moves through the fourth sign from your sun sign. There might be some emotional challenges related to family disputes. And this time is really favorable for home improvement projects. But do be cautious of accidents or problems that come from diving deep into fixing things without consideration of the depth of the problem. This is both emotional home improvement and the material physical home improvement. Love relationships might be intense, maybe even manipulative. And then the Pluto retrograde starts out with some instability to do with finances. But really, as the summer progresses, it reveals that your own willpower and ego need to be used in the best, healthiest way before any kind of material blockage is removed. So it's about, are you making the most of you, your skills, your talents? Because if yes, then there should be a really pleasant time of coming into yourself and feeling financially supported. But if no, This could be really challenging, facing more angry behaviors within your personality, lack of tapping into your skills. And this shows up as problems with money. The weekend suggests more home improvements and rearrangements or decisions. And it's really about feeling good where you live. So if you don't, then that's going to need attention. And if you do, you can settle into your skin. To get more from your horoscope, consider listening to the reading for your earth sign. It's the sign the earth was in when you were born on it, and it tells you about the earthly developments. And for you, the earth sign is Cancer. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. And that's said to be when the soul path developed. Listening to that gives you more insight into what's going on behind the scenes this week. And your soul sign is Libra. And the most event-aligned reading that you can listen to is going to be for your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what the ascendant is, use the calculator in the show notes below to find out. This week for Aquarius, others might not know how to take you. You might seem closed off. People might accuse you of things, hidden agendas, shady behavior. And maybe it's because there's a discovery going on within yourself that gives away the fact that you're not feeling content in life. But instead of people asking you what that's about or how you feel, other people will just tend to read into it their own way. Venus moving through Taurus, it will be in the fourth sign from your sun sign. And the goal of this is really about loving where you live. So that does mean if you currently don't, it's probably going to be a heavy focus for you to find somewhere to live that will make you happy, or to just beautify and improve your current living space. This does come with a warning of excessive spending, especially on things like furniture and maybe even some overeating. When Mars enters Aries, it will be in the third sign from yours. So you must speak a little bit more clearly, or people might perceive you to be speaking more abruptly, or maybe people take what you say personally. This does show up as possible communication issues or even problems with contracts. Be cautious of getting involved in arguments, especially with neighbors and siblings. Also, this does suggest possibly saying something that later down the line you feel the need to take back. Be careful inviting people into your home, because home life might be so sensitive with your personal space in like this state of upheaval. It's not really the place to be hosting get-togethers. It's not comfortable for you to have a bunch of people in your home, especially if you yourself are already not comfortable there. The Pluto retrograde starts in your sign. This is a big revision of everything that you want, and it's going to continue that way. You start to mentally go over your thoughts, your plans. You pick holes in everything that you were originally sure about. This is a good time to do some inner work on yourself, because as Pluto finally goes back into your sign at the end of the year, after it comes out briefly into Capricorn, there will be no escape from the act of rebuilding everything about you and your life. For now, the focus is on connecting with yourself, reading yourself, learning of any self-sabotaging habits and thoughts. And then by the weekend, you have this ability to communicate a bit more directly, with a drive to learn a special new skill that could also be super helpful for you in the future. To get more from your reading, consider listening to the horoscope for your earth sign. The earth sign is the sign earth was in when you were born on it, and it's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. For you, this is Leo, and it tells you more about the earthly happenings this week. And then there is the soul sign. The soul sign is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul path developed. For you, this is Scorpio, and it lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading that you're going to get is for your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Pisces, avoid getting involved in anything shady. The risky conjunction is happening in your sign, and it means if you do anything dodgy, you will get found out. And if somebody else does something dodgy to you, they will get found out. You might be tempted to coerce a situation that seems to have gotten out of hand, but don't. It will go wrong. Patience is key, and the conclusion is coming itself naturally. You don't need to assist in this at all. It's just a game of wait and see. When Venus enters Taurus, this is the third sign from your sign, and it's about focusing on more positive communication and strengthening relationships with siblings, friends, relatives, co-workers. There may be more social activities and business dealings. And if you are in media-based work, then this is extremely beneficial. Or if you need to put out an ad of sorts, or if there's maybe a nice contract coming your way, it's going to have a financial bonus to it. On the flip side, make sure not to get involved in any small talk or fake talk. When Mars enters Aries, it's going to be in the second sign from your sign relating to money. You'll be more ambitious about money, maybe even more aggressive about it. And this could be things like impulsive purchases or feeling driven by the desire for material things. So be aware of a tendency towards excess because it may bite you in the butt in 6 weeks. Maybe you feel like relatives are being manipulative, or the vibe in your home is tense, or that neighbours are being weird and creepy. But the Pluto retrograde actually brings up unconscious behaviours that may be going on against your own best interests, like your own tendency to trip yourself up, or your own tendency to lack confidence or show too much confidence to the point of arrogance, or you lack self-security, or you have too much self-certainty in being right. Both ends of the spectrum are possible. There are these behaviours that are just knee-jerk reactions that you might want to check in with. And the summer is going to be a great time for that, and it may cause you to look at the company you keep, especially if people electively detach from you or you need to electively detach from them. If there's anyone that pushes you down, it's a no-no. Also, if anybody riles you up angrily, it's also probably not very good. The weekend comes and your finances may be in better order, but general home and life circumstances tend to be a bit uncomfortable. So this suggests just taking on some introvert energy to the max and staying in your own bubble Saturday and Sunday. To get more from your horoscope reading, consider listening to the reading for your Earth sign. This is the sign that was opposite yours on the wheel. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born, and it lets you know of the earthly developments. Your Earth sign is Virgo. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when the soul path is developed. It lets you know what's going on behind the scenes, and your soul sign is Sagittarius. And then the most event-aligned reading you can listen to is going to be for your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, then use the calculator below to find out. That's it for this week. Don't forget to follow the show. You can follow the podcast direct on whichever platform you get the podcasts on. Spotify has the exclusive access to bonus content, or you could just follow on YouTube, the Horoscope Vault. Upcoming episodes include the Venus and Mars sign changes, the Astrology of May rundown, and a deeper look at the Pluto retrograde. So until those episodes, bye!